Om Shanti. So today we have a very special and I should say a powerful soul with us, Atam Prakash Bhai. So can we give him a silent welcome? So Atam Prakash Bhai is someone who really does not need any introduction. I think we all know him and we know him too well. We know him as that one who is an embodiment of yoga, one who reflects the signs and symptoms of a good yogi, one who has won Baba's heart. I guess he will tell us how he was able to win Baba's heart also. And to interview him this evening, we have Sister Maria from Greece. And Maria is 30 years in Gyan. And she is also the member of the NC team of the Board of Greece. And she translates Baba's Murli from English to Greece, to Greek. And she has been doing it for the last 20 years. She also looks after a small Baba's retreat center on the island of Chios in Greece. So today we are going to have, or we are going to try to get out of Atam Prakash Bhai's intellect, all the wisdom that he has. And Sister Maria is going to help us to do that. So welcome to you both.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
So I'm very honored to sit on this stage with you, such an elevated and intoxicated yogi soul who has so much love for Baba and the family and the yagya. So you have so many experiences on the topic, and today the topic is experiments with concentration. So you will share your feelings, your thoughts, your insights about it.
Om Shanti. For maintaining concentration in the process of yoga, we must have clear understanding about mind and intellect. Which power is really mind and which power is really called intellect? When we are considering ourselves as a body, this is my hand and this is my ear and this is my nose. In the same way, when we consider ourselves as a soul, we must have clear understanding about the three organs of a soul: mind, intellect and sanskar. Mind is thinking power. Intellect is visualization power. An impression of every action on a soul is called sanskars. For instance, if I would ask you the question, have you seen Tower of Peace in Pandav Bhavan? Right after that, you start visualizing the image of Tower of Peace. That is the power of intellect, visualization, power of a soul. And if I ask second question, could you please tell me something about Tower of Peace? Then you start thinking, oh, in Tower of Peace, four things are mentioned. That is Tower of Peace, Tower of Power, Tower of Knowledge, and Tower of Purity. This is our mind. Mind is thinking on the object which has been visualized by our intellect. In short, I could say, visualization power is the intellect and thinking power is called mind. In this way, we must have clear analysis of these two powers.
What is the relationship of those two, intellect and mind?
Yeah, good question. What is the relation in between mind and intellect? Because they are always being together. That is why there must be some relationship in between mind and intellect. Intellect is a controller of our mind. Intellect is a manager of our mind. Intellect is a planner of our mind. Intellect is a director of our mind. Intellect is an organizer of our mind. Intellect is an indicator of our mind. Mind is just follower of our intellect. Wherever our intellect is going, mind is following same direction. This is the relation in between these two powers. Intellect is a boss. Intellect is everything, but mind is only thinking power. Mind means thought power, thinking power.
So what they have to do now with concentration, the mind and the intellect?
Because people are always saying to control our mind is really tough, is really hard. Mind is always running here and there. It is very hard to control our mind. But mind is mine. And if I don't have control on our mind, it's not good. For controlling our mind, we must understand the relationship of mind and intellect. In this way, first of all, we must focus our eye of intellect on a particular object. Then automatically mind start thinking about that object. For instance, if I focus my intellect on Baba's form, mind start thinking how Baba's form is, Baba is giving knowledge, how Baba's powers are, automatically mind start thinking. But the moment intellect distract from Baba and wander here and there somewhere, we are losing concentration. Now in this situation, what I have to do? First of all, I should check where is my intellect. That is not on Baba. That is somewhere else. Where is my intellect? Check it. and change it on Baba, put it on Baba. As much our taking power and changing power is increasing, that much our concentration power is increasing. In other words, you could say, watch intellect, catch intellect, and match intellect on Baba. As much our watching power, catching power, and matching power is increasing, that much our concentration power is increasing. That is why we must pay attention on our intellect rather than our mind. If our intellect would be under our control, then automatically mind would be in our control. Understand?
Yes, but how can we, because the mind, the intellect goes in a second somewhere else, how can we put it back and make the change?
Yes, very good question. Because our mind and intellect, these are the two kids of the soul mother. And these two kids were out of control for 2,500 years. No control. And that is why wandering here and there, that was the habit of our mind and intellect. That is why being a commander, soul, we must give order to intellect. O intellect, keep on visualizing Baba only. Don't go here and there. If you give order to your intellect will obey your order. Okay, boss. And then I must give the order to our mind also. Mind, please. Think about Baba only. Don't think about other things. Okay, boss. It means as much our commanding power is increasing, soul is a master of these two powers. When we are having the awareness of that, then automatically our mind and intellect, they start obeying our orders. Previously, we were not having that awareness, mind and intellect and soul. But when Baba explains, soul is a master of intellect and mind and samskar also. When we are being in that stage, then automatically mind and intellect, they start our orders. And we are experiencing ruling power and controlling power over mind and intellect. And we can experience self-sovereignty also. We can become the king of the self, controller of mind and intellect. And Baba has said, those souls are experiencing self-sovereignty stage. Those souls are becoming the king of the self. They can become the king of other souls in golden age and silver age. That is why we must have the art of controlling power. Stop thinking mind this. Stop visualizing my intellect this. Control it. And then ruling power means, okay, visualize Baba. Okay, mind start thinking about Baba. then mind and intellect, they are obeying order. Means I am having ruling power on my mind and intellect. Controlling power also and ruling power also.
Yes.
This is a matter of practice. We must give training to these special kids, mind and intellect. But for maintaining concentration, we must have a special mind and special intellect. What does it mean? Mind must be calm, cool, and light. Mind must be calm, cool, and light. This type of the mind is always chanting the mantra of Manmana Bhav, thinking about Baba, and we can remember Baba also easily. Intellect must be active, alert, and fresh. You know what?
Yeah.
Baba is always mentioning in Murli, practice yoga with your intellect. Baba never say like that, practice yoga with your mind. Baba says that, practice yoga with your intellect. Why? What is the secret behind it? Because intellect is playing major role in yoga. Prominent role in yoga. That is why the name of this yoga is intellect yoga also. Because intellect is working first, visualizing Baba first, then mind start thinking about Baba. Then we can maintain connection with Baba. And when we maintain connection with Baba, we start receiving powers. Collection of powers is increasing. Understand?
Yes.
That is why intellect always playing prominent role in yoga. And mind is just following intellect.
At the beginning, somebody who comes in Gyan, at the beginning, probably he doesn't have this ability to connect with Baba. Baba helps in that?
See, we are Brahmin or not Brahmin, doesn't matter. We have practice of this yoga. In Laukik world, they may have the yoga with children, yoga with nature. And here we are having yoga with the Supreme Being. We only need to transfer that habit in this spiritual field. Then automatically we can maintain concentration in that process.
Yes.
Why Baba is always saying in Murli, remember me only, don't remember anybody else. Huh? I churn lot on this aspect. Why Baba used to say always in Murli, remember me only, don't remember anybody else. Why Baba? Then I found the answer of this. Baba is the only source of spiritual energy in this world. Baba is the only spiritual powerhouse in this world. And there is a universal law. Energy is always flowing from higher point to lower point. When we remember Baba, then only we can receive power. When we remember any physical being or any physical thing, we lose power. Understand?
Yes.
Only when we remember Baba, then only we can receive power. But when we remember any physical being or any physical things, we lose the power. And this is the time of recharging the battery of a soul. This is the time of having the collection of powers. And Baba is our well-wisher. Baba have good wishes. My every child must have lots of powers. Their treasure store of powers must be full. And that is why Baba is emphasizing again and again on this aspect. Remember me only, oh my sweet child. Don't remember anybody else. This is the secret behind it.
So, at some point, Baba is talking about the heart of the mind. Can you say about that something?
It's a very good question. Which is the heart of a soul?
Huh? The heart of the soul. Yes.
Often, very often, Baba used to say in Murli, remember me from the heart. Which is really the heart of a soul. Whenever we are discussing about heart, our hand goes here. Oh, I am speaking from my heart. But this is the heart of the body. This is a part of our body, which is pumping the blood all the time. But which is the heart of a soul? Heart of a soul is the power which is expressing love. In scripture, we were listening, the Pandavas, they were having loveful intellect. The Kauravas, they were not having loveful intellect. It means, intellect is a power which is expressing the love. And that is why intellect is a heart of a soul. Living in Baba's heart, it means living in Baba's intellect. My intellect must be for Baba, means we must experience Baba in our intellect, in our heart. Actually, intellect has 3-4 function, not only one function. First function of intellect is intellect act as the eye of a soul, visualization power of a soul. Okay? Second function of our intellect is intellect act as a decision power, discrimination power. Intellect is like a judge, always taking the judgment. I must do this or I must do this. And third function of intellect is, intellect is a memory power of a soul. Sometimes we start explaining very old things. Oh, Anthony Bhai was really helping me lot in Baba's service 20 years back. You are explaining me the things 20 years back. Where you put that information? In the memory power, in our intellect. And fourth function of intellect is heart of a soul. We must remember Baba from our heart with the great love, with the tremendous love. Understand? And the quality of intellect is related with the knowledge which Baba is giving us. As much we are understanding the secrets of knowledge of Murli, that much the quality of our intellect is improving. Our intellect is becoming more divine, more farsighted, more pure. Like this, the quality of our intellect is improving through the churning power of knowledge. And as much our intellect is becoming more divine, that much we are progressing in yoga. More and more and more and more. Because knowledge is a light and yoga is a might. Through knowledge we are receiving light and through yoga we are receiving might. But as much our intellect is becoming divine and remaining light, that much we are, our capacity of receiving might from Baba is increasing. That is why listening Murli and churning Murli is an important aspect for improving the quality of our intellect. Understand?
Yes. How can we keep the mind and intellect safe from Maya?
Yes, that is good question again. Because this is not our world, brother. This is Maya's world, enemy's world. And this is a very important aspect, that mind and intellect, these are like our kids. That's why we must keep them safe. Then only they can work efficiently in yoga. Then only we can earn spiritual income. For that, what we have to do? When we are going to Baba's home center, we are listening Murli, we are having wonderful experience of yoga, and then we start experiencing very good self-respect. And after that, we start experiencing very good spiritual intoxication. And spiritual intoxication is working as an armor. We must keep on wearing the armor of spiritual intoxication, armor of godly intoxication throughout the day in Maya's world, then our intellect and mind would be safe. If Maya attack, nothing will wrong happen. That is why keep on wearing the armor of godly intoxication is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Either there would be worldly intoxication or there would be godly intoxication. When there is godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication, then there won't be worldly intoxication. Maya will not pull your intellect in that world. Maya, our intellect will be safe and will be busy in our yoga process. That is why throughout the day we must keep on wearing this armor of godly intoxication. My intellect would be very safe.
Can you say something more about the spiritual intoxication?
Spiritual intoxication, yes, very good. Actually, if you really, really would like to maintain very good state of yoga, when we are going in a Pandav Bhavan, we are observing Tower of Peace. That is a memorial of Brahma Baba's elevated stage, Tower of Peace. Tower means what? Very high stage. An unshakable state of yoga. And if you really, really would like to maintain like Brahma Baba's unshakable stage of yoga, what is the secret of that? First secret of that is maintaining very good stage of soul consciousness. And second secret of that, maintaining very good self-respect throughout the day. Brahma Baba used to work sincerely on this first, on these two aspects from the first day till the last day. That is why Baba won the first number. Because practice of soul conscious stage always keep us free from the awareness of the body, awareness of bodily beings and awareness from the bodily world. Once we experience detached from our body and bodily world, we must go upwards. We must sit in Baba's company. Who will do that job? Self-respect. Because Baba has a sweet desire. My every child, soul, my every child, I want to see as a king. And we must fulfill Baba's desire. If we won't fulfill Baba's desire, who will fulfill Baba's desire? Baba wants to see every child as a king of the self. King is always sitting on the throne of his kingdom. And king is always having ruling power and controlling power over the subject. In the same way, I, the soul, must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. I am a soul. But the throne is world transformer soul. I, the soul, is a world transformer soul. When I, the soul, is sitting on this throne of world transformer soul, automatically our mind and intellect, physical organs, sense organs, start obeying our orders. and we start experiencing self-sovereignty. That is why we are a very royal soul. Those are sitting in this gathering. Very royal and noble souls are here. Not any single soul is an ordinary soul. Because when the soul descends on this earth in the beginning of golden age, we were sitting on the throne of king and king. We got the birth in a royal family, noble family. Because of royal samskar and because of having very high experience of a very high spiritual intoxication. Next birth, we come down. Next birth, we come down. Next birth, we come down. We are now in last birth, 84 birth. That is why our status is ordinary. But if you really, really would like to reach the starting point where you start your journey, first birth, there must be very high spiritual intoxication on your face, in your soul. And how can you achieve that? There is no way. Only you must keep on sitting on the lift of self-respect. And when you start sitting on that throne, then automatically you can experience very high spiritual intoxication and you can imbibe that royal samskar and noble samskar in the soul. Because future birth, where we are getting future birth, is depend on the quality of samskars we are having. If we would have very royal samskar, gentle samskar, noble samskar now in this confluence age, then definitely in golden age we would have that type of the high status. But for this, these two aspects are very important. First is practice of soul conscious age, and second aspect is practice of self-respect. The title of self-respect must be together with the soul consciousness. I, the soul, is a world transformer soul. These two things must be together. Then only we start experiencing very high spiritual intoxication. But you know what? Maya. When we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, Maya, how jealousy. Yes. She don't want to see us in this, on this throne. She is taking us down. Baba is putting us on this throne. She is just taking us down. No matter which problem, which situation is coming, I don't want to leave this throne of self-respect. If we have that determination, then automatically we could experience that high intoxication, spiritual intoxication. King means very good intoxication, spiritual intoxication. King of king means even higher intoxication. World emperor means very high intoxication. If the status is depend on the percentage of spiritual intoxication, and for that we must keep on sitting on this throne of self-respect all the time, and automatically we start experiencing that spiritual intoxication, because we are the hero actor of this unlimited drama. We are all hero actors. Baba used to say, I am giving you the role of hero actor, but I am giving you a very special duty also. What is that? Always maintaining happiness and keep on donating happiness. This is your duty. Maintain happiness and donate happiness. How can we maintain that happiness and how can we become the donor of happiness? By practicing self-respect. Understand? That is why Baba has given us the throne of self-respect. As a carefree king, we must keep on sitting on that throne. We must not lose that throne at any cost, no matter what situation, what problem is coming in front of us. Understand? Then throughout the day we can maintain very high spiritual intoxication, very good happiness on our face. Baba is a gardener. He is always showering this garden with the shower of knowledge and yoga. And Baba wants to see the flower of my garden, living flower of my garden must be as a blossoming flower. Understand? It means our face must be full with happiness and full with spiritual intoxication. Because, you know what? Baba has said, now you have to do lots of service through your face and through your character. In future, there would be lots of chances to do service through our face and character. Because people, they don't want to listen any more knowledge. They want to see the practical proof of that elevated knowledge. Face fully decorated with divine virtues. Jewelry, divine virtues. And our character, behavior must be elevated. Then automatically we would be able to do lots of service. Many souls will be inspired, will get inspirations from our face and character. That's why maintaining self-respect and experiencing very high, very good spiritual intoxication is a very important aspect of our Brahmin life.
So beautiful. You increased our spiritual intoxication right now. Can you tell us how we can get maximum benefit from Baba?
How can we get maximum,
maximum benefit from Baba? We can practice whatever you said, but sometimes we don't get what we want to get, actually. And if we get something, then we lose it. Yes. So, how can we use Baba?
Very good. Now on 9th March, we all are going to meet Baba. But for that meeting, we must be well prepared. What does it mean? We must develop soul conscious practice and self-respect. While sitting in the Diamond Hall, you must have all the time awareness of I am a great soul, I am a charitable soul, I am a very special soul. I am not a brother or sister, I am a very special soul. You must develop that soul consciousness from now on. As much the deep soul conscious stage would be there, that much the experience of deep God consciousness would be there. That is why we must keep on developing the soul conscious stage, deep soul conscious stage. And 9th morning Amrut Vela, The moment you open your eyes, say good morning to Baba, and there must be a first thought in your mind, today I am going to meet God. I am going to meet highest of high. I am going to meet supreme authority. You must maintain that from the Amrit Vela, and you experience that throughout the day. And when you will be a gathering, you Baba will give drishti. At that time you must be full in soul conscious state, then you could experience, I am receiving current from Baba, powers from Baba. When you will get the eye contact with Baba, you just receive tremendous powers from Baba. Fill your soul with the power. And throughout the time, just keep on seeing Baba's face, vibrations of Baba's personality, how he's speaking, how he's loving the children. Just keep on visualizing Baba's face and experience Baba's vibration. Don't write Murli, because you can get next day Murli. That is why just enjoy Baba's vibration. That will help you for maintaining very good yoga when you would be at your working place. When you would be at your country. You can use this experience and you can easily maintain very good stage of yoga. Understand? That is why, don't think that I am sitting in the gathering of 15,000 and 20,000. No. In this hall, I am only sitting myself and I am having very personal meeting with Baba, one to one. And with full concentration. Your mind and intellect and everything will be focused only on Baba. And with full concentration, you would be able to receive maximum from Baba, lots of treasures from Baba. And that would be really wonderful meeting. Your heart would say like that, oh, I had a wonderful meeting with Baba, with God. Understand? That's why you must be well prepared for that.
Thank you. Yes, I was thinking about what is happening in the world right now and how all these things affect us, affect our concentration on Baba and making service through the mind.
Yeah.
It becomes not easy.
You know, day by day when we go in a future, problem will increase more and more, more and more. And for facing that problem, we really need to have unshakable stage of yoga. We need to have lots of treasure of spiritual experiences. And when we would have that accumulated treasure of spiritual experiences, then we can maintain stability in that situation also. And when we maintain stability, then automatically we would be able to maintain concentration in yoga, because our last paper would be getting detached from this body in a second and getting attached with Baba in a second. This would be our final paper. But if we really would like to get good marks in that final paper, we need to have the practice of soul conscious state for a long period of time. Because we have tremendous love with our own body. As much as we are getting details from this awareness of body, that much only we can remember Baba. As much we leave this body consciousness, we would be able to maintain God consciousness. That is why we really need to have the practice of soul conscious state and practice of spiritual intoxication, means self-respect, for the long period of time. Then only when the situation would be tough, upheaval would be there, then only we can maintain very good concentration in yoga process. We will get very good marks in that final paper. You know, when Rama Baba left body, three forces were working on Baba's soul. There was a heart, pain in heart, that pain was pulling Baba. One force. And Baba sustained this beautiful gathering of the children, the love for children is also pulling. That was the second force. And third force, Shri Baba was taking Baba to Paramdham also. But by having deep soul conscious stage, Baba conquered the pain of his heart. And by maintaining the stage of observer, stage of detached observer, Baba already got victory in this second force also. He was detached from this family, divine family. And Baba was lost deeply in Shiv Baba's remembrance only. And that is why he got full marks in that final paper. Understand? That is why this is really the secret. Maintaining soul conscious stage and maintaining soul conscious vision. In this hall, the special stars, living stars are shining on every forehead. The soul, the star is shining. Beautiful stars are shining on every forehead. We are all the children of God, we are all the brothers, children of one and same Father. Somebody is asking, how many years you are following Baba knowledge? Since long you become Baba child, with a proud we are giving answer, 10 years, 15 years, that is very good. That is a great fortune. But what are the sign of old children, senior children? As much we are becoming older, senior in this knowledge, that much the power of divinity, the power of spirituality must increase and increase and increase. That is the sign of all children, Baba senior children. Understand? Very natural soul conscious stage and natural soul conscious vision. Because as much the awareness of soul consciousness would be natural, easy and constant, then automatically Baba's remembrance would be natural, easy and constant. Understand? And Baba has said that if you remember me 1 second, you can earn multi-million fold income. And Baba used to say, I am offering you 24 hours, my company. We must lose this golden chance. You know what? When we are considering ourselves as a soul point of light and Baba also point of light, after while we feel bored. But for maintaining zeal and enthusiasm in yoga, we must keep on experiencing different relationships with Baba throughout the day. Because this is a human tendency. He always expecting something new in his life, newness in his life. And when he is not getting that newness in his life, he start feeling bored. Brahmin life is a very elevated life. That is why we must remember Baba by experiencing different relationships throughout the day. And we must develop that zeal and enthusiasm in yoga. Because throughout the cycle, this is the only time of earning spiritual income. That is why every second of this confluence age is shaking, is saying, do the shake hand with Baba. The hand of your intellect must be in the hand of Baba's intellect. Shake hand with Baba. And maintain very good connection with Baba. Because our race is in yoga subject. Knowledge, dharana and seva, these are the three subjects, supporting subjects. But our race is in yoga subject. That is why we must develop our yoga quality wise as well as quantity wise. Quality means what? We must be with Baba in soul world with maximum awareness, maximum consciousness. 80% consciousness, 90% of consciousness. In this way, we must develop quality of yoga. And quantity means being in Baba's remembrance 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, like this. We must develop quantity-wise also yoga. Then only we would be the prize winner in this race of yoga. In this university, yogi souls would be the toppers, scholars, champions of this university. That is why my yoga subject must be favorite subject. Understand? Yoga, yoga, yoga all the time. Because lots in scripture, there is lots of praise of yogi souls. Because Baba used to say, yogi souls are my right hand, my most cooperative children. Through their elevated stage of yoga, they always constantly keep on spreading pure vibration, positive vibration in this atmosphere and helping me a lot. That is why they are my right hands. They are my most cooperative children. Okay?
I think that it's time for some meditation, and you will lead us to this deep meditation. You know how to do it very well, so we're expecting this meditation now. Thank you so much. Thank you from the heart.
Can we have really wonderful Can we have now really wonderful experience of yoga? Just clap loudly. and sit upright. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shiny point of divine I am a wonderful star. I am a twinkling star. I am a living star. I am a wonderful radiant star. Radiating divine light. All around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a pure soul. Radiating the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Experiencing super sensuous joy. How fortunate am I am visualizing and experiencing my true consciousness. Real consciousness. That I am a tiny and shiny point of divine light. How fortunate am I? God Himself singing the songs of my praise every day in Murli. Truly, I am most fortunate soul in this world. The bestower of fortune is my Father. Just my house. Body, just my instrument. Body, just my vehicle. My true existence in this world is a divine point of light. I, the soul, point of divine light, is getting detached from this bodily instrument. And sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, and flying upwards beyond this world globe, flying beyond the sun, and the moon, oh ho, I arrived at a subtle region. Subtle region is so beautiful. I, the soul point of light. Is surrounded by snow white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of divine light, dress of an angel. How beautiful and light is this dress. Emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest, dearest Shiva Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada, ocean of love, Bab Dada is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, it's enjoying Baba's beautiful drishti. Angel become lost in Baba's arm. Experiencing unlimited happiness. Through the signal of eyes, Baba tells me that welcome my sweet child in this world. Experience any relationship do with Him as you wish. Baba tells me that. Experience me as your Supreme Father. Child, sit in my lap, play in my lap, become obedient and ideal child and experience true fatherly love from Him. Baba tells me that. Experience me. Your Supreme Teacher. I never ever dreamed that incorporeal God will teach me through the corporeal medium of Brahma, Baba, never. My Supreme Teacher is coming every day from far land. And teaching me through the corporeal medium of Brahma, Baba. Through the Murli, Baba is decorating me with the jewels of knowledge. And beautiful teachings also. I am proud of my Supreme Teacher. As a preceptor, I experience His hand of blessing on my forehead. Throughout the day, I experience myself under His canopy. Through powerful drishti, He gives me lots of blessings. Baba is my best friend. He's totally loyal to me. He never leaves me alone. In all the situation, he is always being with me. I share the feelings of my heart with my friend. Baba, and experiencing lightness and happiness. Way by experiencing different relationship with Baba, I feel my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, leaves the dress of an angel and again sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards, oh ho, I arrived at a soul world. How wonderful is this world? I, the soul, is surrounded by golden red divine light. This is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home, real home, sweet home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of sweetest Baba is in front of me. He is most beautiful in this world. I, the soul, is enjoying his beauty with the third eye. He is the son of knowledge. He is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of extreme extremely powerful rays constantly over me, the soul. I am receiving and receiving unlimited powers from above. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I, the soul, is experiencing lightness and happiness. I, the soul, filled with powers, I'm sitting again in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying towards the corporeal world. And sitting again in this body, in the center of my forehead. I am a master, almighty soul. Spreading the powerful rays in this universe constantly. And charging this atmosphere on my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling. And the light of 8 powers is radiating from me, the soul.